Chapter 3, The Tin Woodman and the Lion. The next morning, Dorothy and the Scarecrow hear a loud noise outside the house.
"What's that?"
asks Dorothy.
"I don't know,"
says the Scarecrow.
"Let's go and see."
They run out of the house to the trees. They see a strange tin man by a tree. He has an axe in his hands.
"Help! Help!"
cries the strange man.
"What's the matter?"
asks Dorothy.
"I can't move,"
says the Tin Woodman.
"Can you put some oil on my arms and legs, please? There's an oil can in my house."
Dorothy runs back to the house and gets the oil can. She takes it to the Tin Woodman, and they put some oil on his arms and legs. He slowly begins to move. First, he moves his head, then his arms and legs.
"Thank you,"
he says.
"I feel better now. Sometimes I get wet in the rain. Water is very bad for my tin body. Who are you, and where are you going?"
"I'm Dorothy, and this is the Scarecrow. We're going to the Emerald City to find the Wizard of Oz, because he can help me go back to Kansas. Perhaps he can also give the Scarecrow a brain."
"Can the Wizard of Oz give me a heart?"
asks the Tin Woodman.
"I don't have a heart, and I can't love anyone. There is no happiness without love."
"Why don't you come with us?"
says the Scarecrow.
"Yes, you can ask the wizard for a heart,"
says Dorothy.
"Thank you, my friends,"
says the Tin Woodman, and they start walking again. The three friends and Toto walk along the yellow brick road. They look at all the tall trees near the road. There are a lot of noises coming from the different animals behind the trees. Suddenly, a lion jumps out into the road. He opens his big mouth and roars.
"Roar! Roar!"
He has big teeth and wants to bite Toto. Dorothy is afraid for Toto, and she runs to the lion and hits him on the nose with her basket.
"Don't hurt my dog,"
she cries angrily.
"He's small and you're big."
Don't hit me, please,"
says the lion.
"You're afraid,"
says Dorothy.
"You're a lion and you're afraid. You're a coward."
"Yes, I am a coward. Lions must be courageous, but I'm not. I make a lot of noise, but I am a coward,"
says the lion sadly as he starts crying.
"Don't cry,"
says Dorothy.
"Come with us to the Emerald City. Perhaps the Wizard of Oz can give you courage."
So they all continue walking along the yellow brick road. At one point, they see a big river.
"How can we cross the river?"
asks Dorothy. The lion looks at the river and says,
"I can jump across, but I'm afraid."
"Don't be afraid,"
says the Scarecrow.
"You're a strong lion. You can take us on your back, one by one."
"Oh, all right, I can do that,"
says the lion.
"You don't have a brain, but you have good ideas, Scarecrow."
And so the lion jumps across the river. He takes the Scarecrow first, and then he takes Dorothy and Toto.
Whoa!
He takes the Tin Woodman last.